Sarah's Quilt, The Diary of Sarah Agnes Prine, 1906, by Nancy E. Turner, read by Valerie Leonard. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. April 24th, 1906. I used the rifle to part branches as I ran. All I heard for a time was the rhythm of my boots scuffing gravel. My horse was standing where I'd left him, his reins held by my niece, Mary Pearl, who'd been out checking stock with me since dawn. I knew not to ride a horse into that commotion. I thought I heard her hollering, "Aunt Sarah!" But I didn't quit running toward the sound that had stopped us. As I tore through brush, an ironwood tree clutched at my clothes. Thorns ripped my skirt. The troubled bellow of a cow was accompanied by a pitiful, higher-pitched bawling. Along with that, a pack of coyotes yipped. I cleared the rise. The mother cow whirled around at that second, hooked a coyote on one horn, and threw it high over her back. They were half hidden by a thicket of greasewood and choya, in a clear place just wide enough for the pack of killers to trap the mother and baby. The calf had blood running down its legs, and it whimpered. The mother cow dashed and whirled, fending off another and another coyote, as others circled behind her and nipped at her baby. I tried to yell, but I had no wind left. My throat was parched as old rope. I slung the rifle to my shoulder and picked off two coyotes. The crippled one had made it back into the path of the cow. As she tried to fight the coyote, it bit into her ankle, and she dragged it, its body clinging to her foot like a rag, before she got it loose. Fierce as she was, the coyotes knew their game was to outlast her, and while the mother cow thrashed, three more